mean, attack on Pearl Harbor, the sinking of the Lusitania. I mean, just think of previous world wars. What something like this?
Well, they've gone to war for less.
They've gone to war for less. So this bolsters the view that King Charles is leading World War III and that we better pay close attention to King Charles. Because remember, right after the pipeline explosion, Vladimir Putin said it was done by the Anglo-Saxons.
Right.
And we pointed out here on True News, he's talking about Great Britain. He named Anglo-Saxons. Anglo-Saxons are the tribes from Germany that migrated to the British Isles in the Middle Ages and settled on the islands, and that became the British Empire later. So where is this going?
Well, something very interesting.
Now we're going to make a major turn. Daily Mail, Liz Truss's phone thought to be spied on by Moscow while foreign secretary. Now, this story came out, was that Sunday, right?
Yes.
October 30th. And on Sunday, when I read this, Doc, I didn't connect it to the Nord Stream explosions. It's today that I see the connection.
Right.
So this was a really big story Sunday in Great Britain.
Right, so if we put the still back up on the screen for control. So this has caused some concern. So let's set this up. Ministers are warning now, don't use your personal phones for government business.
Like Hillary Clinton.
Okay, because they're suspecting that the Kremlin hacked Liz Truss. All right, that's where the Daily Mail story is going here. It says, spy chiefs have ordered ministers to stop using their personal phones to conduct government business following a suspected Kremlin hack on Liz Truss's mobile phone. A Whitehall source said all ministers involved in national security would be expected to attend fresh training with the security services this week to ensure everyone is aware how this material should be handled. Ministers will be warned that they should never use their personal mobile phones to conduct government business, as they are likely to be the target of hostile states such as Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. Any comments on that, Rick?
Common sense?
Yes. I mean, even here.
you're in the cabinet of a major power. You have to be reminded, don't use your personal phone to do government business. You're talking about national security secrets. See, this is what Hillary Clinton was doing.
Right.
A lot of them were using their personal phones and personal emails. It's hard to believe that these people do it unless
they do it on purpose.
They do it on purpose.
So, story goes on, Daily Mail. Paul Neville Jones, former chairman of Britain's Joint Intelligence Committee,
Pauline
Neville Jones, yesterday said she was not at all tolerant of the notion that it's okay for ministers to use private mobile phones. Well, of course not. The warnings follow astonishing revelation in yesterday's Mail on Sunday that Ms. Truss's personal mobile was spied on by hackers thought to be working for Moscow while she was foreign secretary. So this started back before the recent prime minister election where she moved into office. Sir Richard Dearlove, former head of MI6, said senior government ministers were obvious targets for the security services of hostile powers. He told BBC Radio 4's The World This Weekend that the likelihood was that Ms. Truss's phone had been targeted by Russia, which he said had significant capabilities for hacking. Professor Alan Woodward, cybersecurity specialist at the University of Surrey, said Ms. Truss's phone was most likely infected with spyware, which would have posted details of all her messages back to the hackers. Baroness Neville Jones, the former security minister, told Times Radio it was extremely unhealthy for ministers to be conducting official business through private channels, particularly when using personal phones that are vulnerable to hacking. It's common sense to know that your mobile is potentially vulnerable, and it is a rule that you don't use it, she said. This is what got Hillary Clinton in trouble.
And Doc, Miss Neville Jones, I saw a photograph of her. She looks like she could play M in a James Bond movie. So she's being very accurate here. This is what got Hillary Clinton in trouble. You know, so I think she's stunned. She's stunned to find out that the foreign secretary, and then later became the prime minister, was using her personal private phone to conduct state business.
While foreign secretary.
As foreign secretary. And who do you call when you're a foreign secretary?
Other foreign secretaries.
Yes, and heads of state.
Right.
So,
and wouldn't you think that you would have super secure phones at that level for that, you know, you wouldn't go down to the, you know, Apple store and pick up an iPhone.
They
and
give it to them. They give it to them.
Right.
They don't use it. It's either stupidity, laziness, or deliberate.
Right.
Okay. So I don't know which one it is. Look, Hillary Clinton didn't want her personal, she did not want a government phone and a government email address because it left her record.
Yes.
That's why. She wanted to do business her way. And she got away with it. And she didn't go to prison for it, even though Donald Trump is probably going to be arrested in 2 or 3 weeks.
But you got to be thinking that after that incident, all these players and the Five Eyes and everything said, we can't let that happen again. Right?
You would think so.
You would think so. So let's look further down the rabbit hole here. This is Daily Mail. Russia claims Britain coordinated Nord Stream explosions, and Liz Truss sent U.S. a message saying it's done shortly after the blast. Okay, so Russia has accused Britain of coordinating attacks on the Nord Stream gas pipelines. This comes after Kim.com, who ran site Mega Upload before he was convicted of fraud, began circulating a conspiracy theory that Liz Truss had texted U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken immediately after the attack, saying it's done. Kim claimed to have learned of the message from Truss's iCloud after it was revealed that Russia hacked her phone while she was foreign secretary. Neither Kim nor Peskov have released the evidence they claim to have seen.
And this is Peskov, the press secretary to Putin.
For President Putin, yes. Mm-hmm. So Kim's claim about Truss's iPhone was also picked up and parroted by Maria Zakharova, spokesperson for Russia's foreign ministry, who demanded answers. Frankly, I don't care who got this information or how, she said. I am interested in London's response to the following question. Did British Prime Minister Liz Truss send a message to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the immediate aftermath of the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline saying it's done? That's the question Maria Zakharova is asking of her counterparts in the U.K.
Mm-hmm.
So Russia's claims appear inconsistent with what is known about Truss's phone hack, which was first reported by the Mail on Sunday. So they're not denying it was hacked, but the phone was hacked. According to the paper, the hack was discovered over the summer while Truss was still foreign secretary and in the running to replace Boris Johnson as prime minister. The pipe blast did not occur until September 26, more than 2 weeks after the contest concluded with Truss declared the victor. Now, while the public did not learn about the hack until recently, the Mail on Sunday reports those in government did know about it and decided to hush it up. It therefore seems highly unlikely that Truss would have been allowed to keep using the phone until the time of the blast, especially to send sensitive messages to America's top diplomat. Now, sources told the Mail on Sunday that the device is now being kept inside a locked safe at a secure government location, and the UK government has not responded to the claims.
Okay, Doc, we now know why Liz Truss was removed from number 10 Downing Street on the 50th day of her premiership.
And
it
had nothing to do
with her tax plan.
Right. It had everything to do with she was a security liability.
And the Russians knew, they had the evidence about the pipeline explosion. More than anything, Doc, British intelligence knew the Russians have the information. And the U.S. knows about it, too. Anthony Blinken. They've known about this for months. They came up with this story. Putin blew up his own pipeline.
So ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous as the Pelosi hammer story. But they're professional liars. They lie about everything.
Yeah, if you keep repeating a lie long enough, it becomes truth in some people's minds.
And just change the facts every day and get the people confused.
Right.
But in this case, if this is true, and as you said, the British government is not denying that the phone was hacked.
Yes. In fact, they're admitting it was hacked. They're saying it was hacked.
Yes. And they've locked it up in a vault.
In a secret location.
So the question is, did she call U.S. Secretary of State Blinken and say, hey, it's done. You could be real happy. It's done. We blew it up. That's the question. And
they can either, they can deny it. Why not deny it? Why not just come out and deny it? Now, Kim.com, for those that don't know who he is, he's been living in New Zealand here for, I guess now, what, about a decade? Longer than that, maybe. He was the founder of Mega Upload. He was, had the big business of downloading files where anyone could upload a file and download mm-hmm. a file. And so, but he's been basically on the run for fraud and everything. And